Sarvate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, and this is text 22. This is a hard one. Manur api parinivam pratisandita manorata shur rasi varanu matinatmajam akila dhara mandala stiti kutaya ashtapya svayam ati vishama vishaya visha jala salaya saya uparama. Someone wants to try. This is prose today. Okay. Anyway, there it is. Word for word. Manu. Svayambhuva Manu. Api. Also. Parena. By Lord Brahma. Evam. Thus. Pratisandita. Executed. Manarata. His mental aspiration. Shura Rishivara. Of this great sage Narada. Anumatena. By the permission. Atmajam. His son. Akila. Of the entire universe. Dara Mandala. Of planets. Stiti. Maintenance. Guptaye. For the protection. Ashtapya. Establishing. Svayam. Personally. Ativishama. Very dangerous. Vishaya. Material affairs. Visha. Of poison. Jala ashaya. Ocean. Ashaya. From desires. Upararama. Got relief. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. Svayambhuva Manu, with the assistance of Lord Brahma, thus fulfilled his desires. With the permission of the great sage Narada, he delivered to his son the governmental responsibility for maintaining and protecting all the planets of the universe. He thus achieved relief from the most dangerous, poisonous ocean of material desires. Let's repeat together. Svayambhuva Manu, with the assistance of Lord Brahma, thus fulfilled his desires. With the permission of the great sage Narada, he delivered to his son the the governmental responsibility for maintaining and protecting all the planets of the universe. He thus achieved relief from the most dangerous poisonous ocean of material desires. Purport, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Svayambhuva Manu was practically hopeless because such a great personality as Narada was instructing his son Priyavrata not to accept household life. Now he was very pleased that Lord Brahma had interfered by inducing his son to accept the responsibility for ruling the government of the universe. From Bhagavad Gita, we get information that Vaivashvatamanu was the son of the sun god, and that his son, Maharaj Ishvaku, ruled this earth planet. Svayambhuva Manu, however, appears to have been in charge of the entire universe. And he entrusted his son, Maharaj Priyavrata, the responsibility for maintaining and protecting all the planetary systems. Dhara Mandala means planet. This earth, for instance, is called Dhara Mandala. Akila, however, means all or universal. It is therefore difficult to understand where Maharaj Priyavrata was situated. But from this literature, his position was certainly appears greater than that of Vaivashvatamanu, for he was entrusted with all the planetary systems of the entire universe. Another significant statement is that Svayambhuva Manu took great satisfaction from abnegating the responsibility for ruling all the planetary systems of the universe. At present, politicians are very eager to take charge of the government. They engage their men in canvassing from door to door to get votes to win the post of president or a similar exalted office. On the contrary, however, herein we find that King Priyavrata had to be persuaded by Lord Brahma to accept the post of Emperor of the Universe. Similarly, his father, Svayambhuva Manu, felt relieved to entrust the universal government to Priyavrata. Thus, it is evident that kings and executive heads of government in the Vedic age never accepted their positions for sense enjoyment. Such exalted kings, who were known as Rajarshis, ruled only to maintain and protect the kingdom for the welfare of the citizens. The history of Priyavrata and Svayambhuva Manu describes how exemplary, responsible monarchs perform the duties of government with disinterest, keeping themselves always aloof from the contamination of material attachment. Material affairs have herein been compared to an ocean of poison. They have been described in a similar way by Sri Narottam Das Thakur in one of his songs. Samsara visanale divanishi hiyajvale judayate Na kenu upaya. My heart is always burning in the fire of material existence, and I have made no provisions for getting out of it. Golokera prima dana, harinama sankitana, ratina janmila kenetaya. Ratina jan mila kinetaya. The only remedy is Harinam Sankirtan, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is imported from the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. How unfortunate I am that I have no attraction for this. Manu wanted to seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore when his son Priyavrata took charge of his worldly affairs, Manu was very relieved. That is the system of Vedic civilization. At the end of life, one must free himself from worldly affairs and completely engage in the service of the Lord. The word Shirashi Vara Anumatena is also significant. Manu entrusted the government to his son with the permission of the great saint Narada. This is particularly mentioned because although Narada wanted Priyavrata to become free from all material affairs, when Priyavrata took charge of the universe by the request of Lord Brahma and Manu, Narada was also very pleased. Om Agyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Nimitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam. Svayambhuva Manu, with the assistance of Lord Brahma, thus fulfilled his desires. With the permission of the great sage Narada, he delivered to his son the governmental responsibility for maintaining and protecting all the planets of the universe. He thus achieved relief from the most dangerous ocean of material desires. So as we continue with this pastime, today's verse focuses on the point of view of Svayambhuva Manu. The purport explains that he was feeling hopeless, that after so much time with Narada Muni, certainly Priyavrata was going to become a total renunciate. He would totally give up anything that had to do with material business, material enterprise, and therefore material attachment. Narada Muni had hopes and gave his level best to have Priyavrata give this up. But Lord Brahma, by intervening, made the situation pleasing for both the father, Svayambhuva Manu, and Narada Muni, by creating the attitude, or rather reminding Priyavrata of his service duties to the Lord of the universe. Lord Brahma reminded him that one must therefore remain situated as he is and be conducted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Priyavrata is saying yes to this vocation, a vocation that Svayambhuva Manu regards as a most dangerous poisonous ocean of material desires. But Svayambhuva Manu is very happy, even though he knows it's a danger zone. He's very happy that Priyavrata is willing to take this up. Both Narada and Svayambhuva Manu understand that Priyavrata has the vision and the foundation to come through this service without any contamination. How is this possible? The next verse will explain nicely that Priyavrata is well established in his focus. And the position that Priyavrata takes is described here in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. I call this the second peace verse. Everyone knows that 529 is the premier peace verse in the Bhagavad Gita. But this one comes in a close second, I think. It explains, Lord Krishna explains, a person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that can enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace. Not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. So Svayambhuva Manu is very confident now that Priyavrata has this peace, even though he's going to see countless material temptations going by him in position of ruler of the planets. These desires enter like rivers in the ocean, but Priyavrata will always be still. He will always be content. Prabhupada explains in the purport to this verse, a devotee is not disturbed by such unending desires because of his fullness. Therefore, he is like the ocean, always full in himself. He is not even slightly disturbed. That is the proof of a Krishna conscious person, one who has lost all inclinations for material sense gratification, although the desires are present. So Svayambhuva Manu feels complete assurance that because of his intimate, intense association with Narada Muni, his son will be able to see these desires for what they are and bypass them. So there is both relief for the son and there is relief for the father. There's relief for the father because Svayambhuva Manu can now let go of these constant, dangerous interactions that he's had as the ruler of the universal government. Svayambhuva Manu never accepted his position for sense enjoyment. But he understands that they're there. This sense enjoyment propensity is there in that position. It's so interesting how Prabhupada mentions that politicians now are so interested to become, to be given the reins of government so that they can have the power. Little do they know that it is a very uncomfortable position. Here in the 10th canto, chapter 70, is the episode of Jarasand capturing, these, imprisoning these kings, 20,000 kings, who had refused to submit to Jarasand. And now the kings are looking for relief, and the only shelter there really is Lord Sri Krishna. And they address him as follows. O Lord, with this corpse-like body, always full of fear, we bear the burden of the relative happiness of kings, which is just like a dream. The happiness of kings is just like a dream. Thus we have rejected the real happiness of the soul, which comes by rendering selfless service to you. Being so very wretched, we simply suffer in this life under the spell of your illusory energy. So modern politicians think this is a great place to be. We want to be in charge. We want to call the shots. We want to tell people how to live their lives. And we want to skim a little profit off the top of our exalted position. Hridayananda Das Goswami Acharya writes in the purport, the kings admit that they have fallen under the spell of the Lord's illusory energy and have mistaken the tremendous anxiety of political leadership for happiness. So what do you get when you become the president or the prime minister? Tremendous anxiety. That is the real prophet. But unfortunately, most power-hungry people don't understand that. And as a result, there is anxiety, there is temptation. This is not happiness. Swayambhuva Manu understands this, and he says, thank you, Krishna. Thank you for having my son take this over. Now I can have peace of mind. This ocean of poison is being taken away from me. I don't have to worry about how my mind is going to react when I see so many beautiful, enticing things coming my way. So Swayambhuva Manu is happy, Priyavrata is happy, and of course Lord Brahma is also very pleased. So we too are presented with this ocean of material desires. Whether we are king of a country or just have a pot washing service, it doesn't matter. There's still all kinds of things that come across in our mind. And unless we counteract it with proactive measures, we become victim to these desires. So here we're asked to take the cue from Narottam Das Thakur. My heart is always burning in the fire of material existence. And the only provision for getting out of this is Harinam Sankirtan, which is imported from the spiritual world. Especially in Kali Yuga, we have this propensity. Especially in Kali Yuga, we can't always use our mind alone to help us. We have to use force of habit, which sometimes precludes the mind. The mind says, oh, I can tolerate. But sometimes we can't. So at that point, we go in, the default mode needs to be Harinam Sankirtan, chanting of the holy name. So how fortunate we are to have this process and to have example of these exalted devotees who know that the best use of the end of life is to be giving up more and more of this desire nature and taking full shelter of our devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. In an age where retirement, giving the reins to younger people, usually means more time for sense gratification, Svayambhuva Manu is setting a beautiful example for us. So I'll read the verse again. Svayambhuva Manu, with the assistance of Lord Brahma, thus fulfilled his desires. With the permission of the great sage Narada, he delivered to his son the governmental responsibility for maintaining and protecting all the planets of the universe. He thus achieved relief from the most dangerous, poisonous ocean of material desires. At this time, I welcome questions, comments, corrections.
I'm guessing, but I think maybe politicians like the presidential election that's coming up and people getting into position, fights are already started, maybe they think by doing that it immortalizes them through history.
Pratishta. Pratishta Das, yes. Look at me. Remember me. I'm sure. Yeah, I think we all have a little bit of that. I have a hefty dose of that. So that is something that you have to realize. Is why would we want to be ruler of? No wonder Priyavrata wanted to push this away. This is a huge responsibility. A sober person knows how
awesome. The president doesn't
awesome.
The Congress does, and the big corporations do.
Yeah. So then you can take that one step further and approach the heads of the corporations. Are they peaceful, unagitated souls? They're always looking for more and more ways to cover the globe, right? Sherwin-Williams, the paint, cover the globe. They want to cover the globe with their product and their potency and take on our dependency. And are they happy? Is anyone happy for that responsibility? Yeah. I mean, it's noble to go into politics if you know that your end is. I'm thinking of Tulsi Gabbard, who's in Hawaii. She's an initiated devotee, and she's a representative of Hawaii. She's gone into it to serve and bring the Vedic values into the government. That's a beautiful thing. But I'm sure it's nerve-wracking. It's a nerve-wracking position. So, certain people are going to take it on, hopefully for the right reasons, but generally, it's not something I would... I can barely keep my house clean. Why would I be in charge of something so big? There are those who want to. If you want to change the world, if we want to change the world, how do we start? How do we start? Anybody have an answer?
Yourself.
Right. We start going by going inside. And I'm sure all of us can recognize that that is a daunting task. Because the mind doesn't want to be controlled, and we tend to be conditioned and hold on to our habits. But each and every one of you has come a long way, conquering the self, conquering the mind. It's quite remarkable. But as far as the general population, many don't want to even admit that that's where the real power struggle lies. So Priyavrata is being very brave. And how is he brave? How can someone be that brave to take on this huge responsibility? The only way is that, the next verse will explain his method, which Narada Muni has impressed upon him. He always thought of the lotus feet of the Lord. So my prayer is that somehow I can focus my mind on this. Many, many lifetimes to conquer. But here we are, we're on our way. Thank you, Krishna. All right, thank you for your insight. Anyone else have any comments? Elle, you must have something. Oh. Oh, no, that's all. That's good. Yes.
But the point is, it's before the services. Yeah? So I got maybe I have very good intentions, and I have very good something to offer.
Yeah.
This is not accepted, so maybe from some point of view, Krishna is not very good for now.
Yeah. I mean, within ISKCON, there's people that have left the society because they had an inclination to rule, but there was some discrepancy between himself and the spiritual guru. So ultimately the Pampara system is very practical. And as we become more intimate with devotees, they can tell us what our propensities are. You're really good at this service and you should do more of it. Or maybe you're not quite inclined to this. Maybe you should do that. So this checks and balances is critical. It's critical. Ultimately, we can't see who we are. We can't see. This is why I got married, because I can't really tell what are my parameters all the time. I lose track. So just to have one other person tell you, oh, your shoelace is untied, this is really practical. So likewise, the spiritual master can tell you what is your, it's very good. And sometimes it doesn't even have to go to the letter of spiritual master. Sometimes it's just your peers can tell you, you know, Prabhu, sorry, but your zipper's down. So. And it's very, very good. We need to be able to take advice from superiors.
I just want to add that also, as you know, like Subhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, like Brahman and Vaishnava, it is said that a Vaishnava is higher than a Brahman, so we try to practice, like we try to become Vaishnava, so Vaishnava can do whatever. Even if it's not my acquired nature, when we really become a Vaishnava, it doesn't matter. We can act as Shudra, as a Brahmana, whatever is needed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have the goal, so we shouldn't forget and just think that the goal is just to find my inclination.
Yeah.
But spiritual master, my inclination is this, and he told me to do something different. I believe it's better to do what he said, even if it's not my inclination.
See, and then from that you get peace of mind.
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. You can sleep well at night. Say, I'm where I'm supposed to be.
The lotus feet on the world.
Many, many devotees are, because devotees tend to be very intelligent, many of them tend to be multi-talented. So you're capable in many different services. And Mother Yogamaya, she's an excellent artist. She's an excellent cook. So many different things. So then you figure out what it is that you enjoy the most and what is needed the most in any particular situation. And the management or the spiritual master will inform you of that. And sometimes it's something you may not have expected to do. Priyavrata didn't expect to be ruling the universe. But his master said, do it. So he's just, okay, you think I'm capable? I don't think I'm capable, but you think I'm capable. So I'm going to go with it. Thank you for your question. Anything else? Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.